Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we open your word, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come forward, Father, and to bring to us the knowledge of this your word, Father, in truth. And speak, Father, so that it not be my words but your words for this morning, Father. Well, help us all to build a faith, to stand strong, and always to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and in his way. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this teaching time. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to be in the 40th chapter of Exodus today. It's the last chapter. And it's going to be about setting up of the tabernacle. We found out that God has told Moses everything to put in it, everything to go about it, just how everything is to work. And all in it. Now, we're getting into the setting up of the tabernacle. And you know, we found there was a lot of silver, brass, gold, an awful lot of use in the temple furnishings. That one golden candlestick actually had been, at one time, had been estimated to be worth about $34,000. That one golden candle. Think about that. furnishings with all of the inlaid gold and silver and brass and precious stones, even for the priests know to wear. Had to be something that would be tremendous. And yet God gave it to them. Now, here in chapter 40, verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month shall thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with veil. And thou shalt bring in the table, and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring in the candlestick, and light the lamps thereof. Now this candlestick is one that I was just talking to you about. Even here in the Bible, they've got it listed at about $34,000, the candlestick. And light the lamps thereof. 5. Thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shall put water therein. And thou shalt set up the court around about, and hang up the hangings at the court gate. And thou shalt take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein, and shall hallow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all his vessels, and sanctify the altar, and it shall be an altar most holy. And thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot, and sanctify it. And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and wash them with water. Now, you see, everything is being explained by God Almighty, just exactly how he wants it. What do you think he thinks about the way mankind is acting today, about what he's given to you and I? Because he gave something for us a lot more precious than silver and brass and gold and all of the precious stones. He gave us his son to come into this life and die, to make a way for you and I to become part of his family, his children, and to make heaven our home throughout eternity. And what have we done with it? What has mankind today done with it? They have walked away. Our churches grew weaker and weaker and weaker, and teaching so much that is contrary to the Word of God and the Holy Bible, that it's a shame and a pity. And we know that it cannot be pleasing in God's eyes. And we live in a land that God had blessed above all the other nations. Think about this. But now we are falling away, way down the ladder. And all because we let a handful set and bring so much evil upon us and upon our nation, proclaiming that there was nothing wrong with it. For example, a few things, like the abortion, telling us, you know, that it's all right to have abortions because that child is not really a human being until it breathes this air, and really it's a mother's choice whether she wants to kill it or keep it. No, it's not her choice. That has never been her choice. Only God can make that decision. Homosexuality. Men with men, women with women. You see, we're told that that's just an alternate lifestyle. Well, according to the Word of God in the Holy Bible, it is an abomination unto God. It's not right. That's just a few things. But we are having places that are teaching so much contrary to this holy book, causing the people to miss out on the blessings and all of God, then it is a shame. And these that are doing these things one day will stand before the Lord God and find out just how wrong they have been. But then it's too late. Well, you see, God explains everything. And if you need an answer, go to the Word of God and start searching it for the answer to whatever it is that you are in need of, and you'll find it. It may take you a while. The answer is in God's Word. Now, 13, getting back here to Exodus, this is the last chapter of Exodus. Now, 13, thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments and anoint him and sanctify him. that he may minister unto me priest's oaths. And thou shalt bring his sons and clothe them with coats. And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office, for their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. Even these priests had to be anointed. They was to be washed and then anointed. 16. Thus did Moses according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. No, it's Moses. Moses listened to the Lord and doing exactly what he told him to do. And that's what you and I need to be doing today. We are living under what we call the New Testament, or the Testament that has been given to you and I, that is of the blood of Jesus. And that is what we are to live by. The Old Testament, in reading and studying it, lets us see how things came about coming through the years and can even help to build our faith. Because we see men have done mighty works that didn't have what you and I was given when we go to Christ. Now, seventeen. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. And Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in the bars thereof and reared up his pillars. And he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above upon it as the Lord commanded Moses. Well, we've read all of that about how they made the coverings and the curtains and everything. Now, 20. And he took and put the testimony into the ark and set the staves on the ark and put the mercy seat above upon the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the covering and covered the ark of the testimony as the Lord commanded Moses. And he put the table in the tent of the congregation upon the side of the tabernacle northward without the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord as the Lord had commanded Moses. You see, he was told, actually, and we read it, we read all about it, how to place everything. Now we're seeing that Moses, in setting up the tabernacle, we're just getting to it being set up, and we're seeing that he is setting it up exactly as he was told. Now, And he put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation over against the table on the side of the tabernacle south. And he lighted the lamps before the Lord as the Lord commanded Moses. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation before the veil. And he burnt sweet incense thereon as the Lord commanded Moses. 28. And he set up the hangings at the door of the tabernacle. Those all were all things that we read about being made, how long they were, how wide they were, how they were looped, and what they were made out of, purple, blue, purple, and scarlet. And loops and all that had gold and silver and just a lot of things in order to fasten them together. 29. And he put the altar of the burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation and offered upon it the burnt offering and the meat offering as the Lord commanded Moses. And he set the lid between the tent of the congregation and the altar and put water there to wash with it. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat. Their hands and their feet. Now, 32, when they went into the tent of the congregation, when they came near unto the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. Everything is being done exactly as God had commanded Moses. 33, and he reared up the court around about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hangings of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation. Glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And let me tell you something. If you would obey the word of God and live as we are supposed to be living according to what the word has been telling you and I, in our day and time, we'd see a lot of difference in this world today than what we are seeing. But it lets us see just how few there are that are actually living as mankind is told to live in this day and time, in this time of the New Testament age. Now, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Even Moses, now, he couldn't get in there at that time, because of the glory of Almighty God. You and I have been really given something man was not given back then. Because you see, we can stand before the Lord our God and speak to him, directly to him. We don't have to go out here and go to a place, to a man that is a priest or a minister, to get him to go to the Lord God for us. Jesus done that for us when he went to the cross and when he died and was resurrected and went back to heaven. And he sent back the Holy Spirit to be with you and I. When he died on that cross and that curtain was tore in two from top to bottom, he had made a way for you and I to stand before Almighty God. Do you ever stop and think about what he did do for you and I? No, most hasn't. Most has not stopped really to think about anything other than themselves. Well, I need this, so I've got to do this. I can't take the time right now because I've got to do this. You see, right then you put something between you and Almighty God, and that's never to be done. Think about that. Now, 35. No, 36. Moses was not able there in 35 to enter the tent of the congregation. 36. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. 37. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed till the day that it was taken up. That cloud let them know when to move, when not to move on this journey. Think about that. Now, we're going to be ending up here with Exodus, with this last verse. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day. Uh-oh. And fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journey, all of their journeys. A cloud by day and fire by night upon that tabernacle. And yet that tabernacle had to be carried. All right. I'm going to stop there because our next book will be Leviticus, unless the Lord changes it on me. And I don't want to get into that right out of Exodus. And we've been together now a little over 30 minutes, so we're going to call it a morning. God can keep us through the day with him being willing. We can all be together again this evening at 6 p.m. And we'll be starting in the book of Leviticus. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we close your word, and as we close your word, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for a time that we can come together as friends in friendship with each other, but always with you there with us, Father. You and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, always giving us guidance. I pray, Father, that we listen to your voice so that we don't err. But Father, we know that when we do err, we are forgiven. The Lord took all of that with him to the cross. I'm not speaking of sin, Father. I'm just speaking of error. Because there are things that we don't know and don't understand. But when we do, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit lets us know so that we will ask you to forgive us, Father, and that we never do that again. Now, Father, keep us in health. Keep us safe through this day. And use us, Father, to help someone else today and to help someone that's in need. Father, this is my prayer this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right. Have a great day. Kenny, is that you? I see a new number up here. Is this a new caller, or is that you, Kenny? Hello?